Dumber Than Hot Wings Trivia. When was the last time you really got in trouble from your parents, specifically spanked? Kelly was 14. Mark Normand, the comedian, was 16 or 17 in the story we heard in the last segment.
Someone's got to throw down an 18. We need that now. Can it be any childhood punishment? Eat soap.
I would love time it. I think the more childish on the oldest person is the greatest. You know? Yeah. Yeah. I was 28 and my dad forced me to smoke a whole pack of cigarettes. I learned my lesson that day.
This is Tyler in Tennessee. Tyler, did you have a run-in with your mom?
I had several growing up. I was raised with a leather belt.
Okay.
Okay.
And one day, I was probably 13, 14. I think I've repressed when exactly it was because it was bad.
Right.
Okay. I sat there and I told her it didn't hurt if she'd smacked me three or four times with that leather belt. Mm. And she kind of laughed, which is where I knew I should have known I'd messed up.
Right. Yes.
I stuck the rear end out at her. And shook it at her and said it didn't hurt. Her next swing came a little lower, though.
Oh,
and
no.
It didn't just graze. That whole belt came across the family jewels.
Oh, right in the back where it's the most sensitive.
Yeah, so you know you're on the floor dry heaving and trying not to puke.
I don't think I've ever been hit that hard.
No,
so.
I haven't.
Yeah,
no,
I mean, I've certainly never taken leather to the nads.
Your nude nads?
Oh, yeah. I'm on the floor, dry heaving, about to puke, and she's still whooping me with the belt.
Your mom's insane. Going,
she was so mad.
Yeah. Going, I thought it didn't hurt.
Oh, God.
It felt like an eternity later, she finally heard me going, my balls. The belt disappeared for about a week.
You had ceased being
for a whole week. Yeah. Huh?
You had ceased being in trouble, and it was just about her pride at that point. Don't tell me it doesn't hurt.
Whoa!
Oh my goodness! Thank you, Tyler.
Pretty much.
Okay. That's some real psycho stuff.
Yeah, I mean, she's just an aggressive lunatic. That's all.
Okay,
no offense. The fact that your mom's a
probably
abuser,
probably ripped.
It's funny.
These next two, holy moly. Gonna make that one seem like
get out of here.
No. Teeny tiny blip on the radar. Carlos in Massachusetts. Hello, Carlos.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Okay. Good to see you every morning.
Thank you, man. What happened to you, Carlos?
I was 15, going to be 16, was in junior high school.
Okay.
And I got into a fight with this older kid in junior high school, and I beat him up pretty bad. And he ended up going to the hospital. He had a black eye, broken nose.
Whoa.
My mom, the next day, takes me to class, drops my pants down in front of everybody, and beats me with a plunger stick handle.
Wait, at the school?
What?
At the school, so and the teacher allowed it, and at that time, this is the 90s, you know, late 80s, early 90s, I'm sitting there going, I don't believe this. And then the next day, my friends all look at me and was like, dude, your mom is cruel, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Wow. Oh, my God. Kid in the hospital is laughing with a ventilator on.
That is like, that's the only time kids that age have ever been empathetic towards anyone. That's how bad that was.
Oh, my God.
That was bad.
At any point when you were walking into the school with your mom, did you say, I wonder why she has a plunger handle with her?
Or did she pick it up?
Weird. Yeah, or was it just laying around?
Like,
yeah, it was just in your classroom, like it was a Long John Silver's.
Yeah. Okay, with her beatings were random. It was anything she could get her hands on, pots, pans, broomsticks. Okay.
So she looked around. She was like,
she wasn't a premeditated abuser.
No.
Oh my God.
You know, she's a Latin lady, so I'm a Latin guy, and she's Latin, so she's hot tempered. So right away, anything that's in her hand, it's on.
Dude. My God, Carlos, that is a heck of a show code story. Thank you, sir.
I've never heard it called a plunger stick. It sounds so much worse and, I don't know, devious.
Stick instead of handle?
Handle.
Like suitcases have handles.
Yeah, but it's true. That's a stick.
And then she looked, Pulp Fiction, she goes in, she's like, eraser, no, you know, whatever, piece of chalk, no, plunger, sure.
Mm, right?
Just beat him in front of everybody.
Patrick in New Jersey, what was the punishment you nearly got from your dad?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, so... my dad was the typical New Jersey white T-shirt, cigarettes rolled up in the shirt sleeve type of dad.
Okay, all right.
Constantly, was constantly beat with a belt, and I've been punched and things like that, but that's besides the point. This particular time, we had gotten in an argument. I had to get progress reports from school. I was a senior in high school. I was 17.
Okay.
And I had come home with a C in Spanish, and that did not fly with him. So we started with him yelling at me in the kitchen. I kind of got a little mouthy with him. He punched me in the face. So continued out the, just straight in the face, dropped me to the ground.
Okay, lost it.
I got up. I went outside, continued yelling. He followed me. I tried to get in my car. He punched out the two passenger side windows.
Oh, my God.
As I was going to get in. So he was ready. He was trying to kill me, basically.
For a second,
I was like, all right, well,
my parents would have taken me to Fuddruckers.
So
hey, it's time to celebrate.
Finally, Joe knows a C that isn't just yes in Spanish.
Yeah.
You know I don't speak Spanish.
Oh, my God.
So now that I don't have a vehicle, I decide that I'm gonna walk away. So I start walking down the road. My younger brother, who's only a year and a half younger than me, thinks that I'm being a jerk to my father, I guess, and he follows me and he tries to attack me. So I have my father and my brother both trying to fight me in the front yard of our home.
Oh my god, this shouldn't be funny, but that's hilarious. No,
so your loser brother and your dad, who looks like he thinks he's in West Side Story.
My neighbors are out in the front yard just watching. Like, nobody's trying to stop or do anything. Everyone's just eating popcorn, watching. You know what I mean? So I continue down the road. My brother follows me. I had to hit him to get him to stop. And as I hit him, he dropped. I turned around to continue walking, and I heard a vehicle come speeding down the road. And I turned around, and it's my father's car.
This is a nightmare, man.
Heading right for me. I'm in the shoulder, and he's headed right for me. And I was like, it's my dad. There's no way he's going to hit me. At the last minute, I jumped into the grass of the neighbor's yard. He went right into the yard. He would have ran me straight over.
Oh, my God.
I roll in the yard. The neighbor's father comes out. He knew me, so he picks me up. Patrick, are you okay? Are you okay? I said, I don't know what's going on. My dad's trying to kill me.
My brother's trying to kill me.
My brother's trying to kill me. So, yeah, the next thing you know, cops come.
Yeah.
Stupid me. I'm 17. I have nowhere else to go. They asked me if I wanted to press charges. I did not.
No, you didn't.
And,
your dad would have found you.
Oh, I just want to learn to speak Spanish.
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
So what prison is your father doing time in now?
How long has it been since you talked?
Or when did he have a heart attack?
Jeez.
Honestly, my father was an alcohol and drug addict for most of my life. So he was in and out of rehabs. And that was one of the major fundamental factors in what was happening with
holy cow.
Did he ever turn it around? Like, was that the
final? Are we going to see you on intervention and he's going to do the second best cry ever?
Jeez.
So he's been clean for about 15 years now. That was the last incident that we had, because once the cops came, it kind of changed everything. He knew that he was a little out of hand and, you know, you're going to go to jail if you do this again.
Yeah, I mean, wow.
Do you have a relationship with him?
I do. It's a little awkward, I could say that.
Punch you in the face and try to run you over the car. So
yeah,
and I'm sure that isn't that isn't just an island in the stream in that case.
Do you think he was just trying to get you to say no mas?
Possibly.
Well, Patrick, I'm glad you're okay. God. That is a ridiculous story. My God. It's only funny in the context of this show.
That's it. Yeah.
Because at the same time,
and that I'm still alive.
I want to come hug you.
Well, then you can laugh.
No, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Patrick.
If he had been doing, like, some very dramatic spoken word and, you know, we're not going to laugh, but the fact that he can laugh at it makes, and that it is so bizarre.
This text from Maine. Did that guy from New Jersey just say things were getting a little out of hand?
Yeah.
That's one of the greatest understatements in the history of Earth.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of a time when I was in high school, and once my dad seemed a little disappointed with me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That was it.
I still feel badly from the time my dad said, that's not how I would have done it.
Mm-hmm.
God. Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.